Well, Marama Davidson is in for a kōrero today. Thank you much for joining us. Marama, tēnā koe, tōhene.
Morena, Dale. Kia ora.
It's hot. It's getting hot in here, Marama, as we build up to November. The Greens are positioning themselves as a distinct alternative ahead of the election, unveiling plans now to expand free school lunches and opposing the government's move to limit climate litigation. Marama, we just had a conversation with Mike Smith, and also Barry Barton from the legal studies out of Waikato University. He came straight in and said, listen, we've got climate change and it's us who've caused it, humans. And until we get politicians who themselves are prepared to stand and say that, we're always going to have climate change denial in the big house. And that perhaps is at the core of trying to steer cases like Mike's away and hoping that making it tougher to get to court would see him pack his bags and bolt. But he's not going to do that. We still go forward with it. Tell us about your thoughts here and how backwards stepping it is to try and create legal frameworks so that everyday New Zealanders can't take those who are doing the major emitters to task.
You just had Mike Smith on, so that's a fantastic example of this government standing for corporate interests over and above the rest of us, over and above ordinary people and whānau, trying to hold these big emitters accountable for their polluting behaviour and trying to take them to task. And this government has retrospectively changed laws to serve them. And I think that should tell us all we need to know. Sadly, there are so many more examples of this government putting the interests of big corporates, often multinational offshore corporates, ahead of ordinary people. And that's not just, like you wish that would be a conspiracy accusation, but it's happening every single day with this government. So Dale, my message that actually, we don't have to accept this collectively. We have a powerful opportunity to send a really clear message. Sorry, no government is allowed to do that. We will not allow it. We will not tolerate it. That's why our work to really get people enrolled, we've only got till October 25 to get people enrolled to make sure that people can vote and use that powerful opportunity. And yes, the Greens are very specifically positioning ourselves with our priorities of ensuring affordable lives, healthy nature that we all care about, and most importantly also returning honesty to politics in Aotearoa for all of us instead of just corporate interests. So I really want to mihi to Mike, who is taking the government to task over this and exposing just how much they care about corporate interests and donors and lobbyists, and instead of the ordinary person, farming communities, small local business and medium local business communities, ordinary people around our whole entire country, that is not who they care about in defending big polluters.
Tēnā koe, thank you. I want to talk about relationships too, as the latest RNZ Reid Research poll just came out. The Greens have promised to restore and indeed expand the previous free lunch program. Why is this policy so important to you personally and as a party, Marama?
We've long campaigned on ensuring that all of our tamariki can receive healthy pai, nutritious, yummy, that has been locally prepared in schools. Because all of our tamariki deserve free, nutritious school lunches that are made in the community and delivered with some accountability, because that's what happens when it's your aunties and uncles and the parents of the community who are making the lunches. So we have announced that we would restore the Ka Ora Ka Ako program with proper school lunches provided through local schools or local providers instead of the centralised slop that Luxon and Seymour trash the school lunch program with. We would expand the program to about 400 more schools, which would ensure 150,000 extra more children would enjoy a nutritious, yummy lunch. And we would fund the program permanently so that our schools, who were able to employ locals, who were able to properly plan and use the funds wisely and minimise waste, are not left on a cliff hanging for funding every political cycle, which is just not good enough. So we're really proud. This is a long-standing position for the Greens. We've got a petition on our website to show for people to show support. But these are the things that we can have if people choose them. If people choose to ensure that we send a clear message that we have a collective responsibility to ensure that our children in schools can have healthy, nutritious, yummy kai.
Tēnā koe. There's going to be partnerships needed too after November 7. I haven't spoken with any representatives of the Opportunity Party, although I'm familiar with the establishment of that party two cycles ago or whatever. Just wondered, because some would see this as a potential addition to a left bloc, which might be needed to roll the right leaners. But then again, unsure whether top sort of is swinging either way. Have you had any cause to talk with them, or would you save that until after the election? Have you met with the top leadership at all yourself, Marama?
Across the Greens, our MPs and co-leaders, we have met with top on political panels and political conversations. Look, I want to say the first thing. The Greens will work with anyone who shares our vision and our solutions. We've said that since time immemorial, and we've proven that. For example, when the Greens worked with John Key's government, I believe, Jeanette Fitzsimons, our former Green co-leader, is the reason why we have Healthy Homes today, which is the insulation program to ensure more lower-income households can have their homes insulated and warmer and easier to heat. That is a Green Party initiative that has now ensured generations of people have had their households made healthier and warmer. We've got so many examples of this, so we will work with people who can see and agree with our solutions and our visions. But Dale, we just need to keep it easy for whānau. There's so much kōrero going around. My simple proposal is vote for the candidate and the party who you think will most serve your interests. And I say to people, a party vote for the Green will ensure that we have got more Green MPs and can have a Green heart and Green influence at the next government. A party vote for the Greens is a guaranteed vote to change the government, yes, but to go further than that, we will actually ensure that the next government, if we have got enough party votes, have got enough Green MPs and influence, can be a government that properly upholds te tiriti, that ensures affordable lives for the everyday person, not just corporate interests, that protects nature, our pāiao, for more kupuna to come. That's, keep it simple. If that's what you believe in, if that's what you feel that this country deserves, then you can vote for it.
Tēnā koe, thanks very much. Any events of interest that you might share with us today as we head towards the news? What's on your cards for this week in Marama?
Yeah, well, I will put a shout out for in Otahuhu this coming Saturday. I will be attending the Pacific People Powers Whiawhia Night. I believe there have been a series of these nights being held around Tāmaki Makaurau. This is primarily Pacific leadership, and particularly youth, young people leadership, holding a family and community events where communities across Tāmaki Makaurau come together and share stories about energy and resilience through cultural performances, storytelling, and community connection. So we're having some fantastic organisations like the Pacific Climate Warriors Tāmaki Makaurau, Manurewa Youth Council, Taki Lewa, Ara Maneaba, and Siawa, organisations pulling people together for communities to take the lead and take charge over the visions that they want to see for their mokopuna to come. So that's something that I'm really looking forward to. I'll be taking my three young mokopuna to that event. And it's really just part of our strategy to be on the ground, forming relationships and networks with communities across Aotearoa as we head into the election.
Tēnā koe. Fantastic to have a kōrero with you. Thanks very much again for sharing some time with us. Mauri ora kia koe tuahine.
Tēnā koe tau. Kia ora.
Tēnā koe.